Jake, when do I get to meet this new girlfriend of yours?
Girlfriend? I don't have a girlfriend.
All right, so who you been texting since we left the house?
Why?
We should probably get going. We don't want to be late on the first day.
See you, Dad.
See ya.
I don't know what it is, but I want to love you.
Longest car ride ever.
Gross. Those two are step-siblings. Shouldn't that be illegal?
Don't know, don't care. I have a welcome back speech to deliver, and thanks to my sister, I'm late.
Relax, Madam President. It's the first day.
Yeah, there's 199 more like it this summer. Maya, I know you wanted to go to an art school, but I promise you'll like it here.
Is that an order?
Don't worry. You'll have friends in no time.
Recognize a soul.
Regretting your decision to spend another year in Degrassi Blue?
This is my fresh start. People barely know me. I'm not Declan's freaky sister or Holly J's shadow.
Oh, Fiona, you were never a freak.
The kids at school thought so. But this year will be different. I can be anybody.
Like head cheerleader.
Maybe. Rehab taught me I had no limitations. Except alcohol. Well, I need her a few new friends.
Today is the day you set the tone for the rest of the year. The day you decide who you want to be. For freshmen, it's time to make new friends. Whether it's signing up for a club, joining a team, or saying hello to the stranger sitting next to you in science class.
Hey, Fiona. How is your summer? Transformative. Hope you didn't change too much. Mine was pretty normal. I'm gonna grab a seat. How about right here? Imogen, I would love to sit with you, but I promise that girl.
And don't you dare ditch me.
Bye. Thanks.
Marisol, no problem. Who wants to be stuck with that loser?
Reminder to grade 9 band students, your instruments are property of Degrassi. Please treat them with care.
Hey, Connor. Welcome back. How was your program?
It was helpful. Thanks for asking. Shouldn't you be sitting with Allie? I mean, you always sit with Allie.
Not since she tried to steal my boyfriend.
Did she succeed?
No, of course not. He's not that shallow.
Then who's your best friend now?
Well, I guess it's Jake. Hmm. Where are you, music classroom?
If you could save a life, would you?
I think you had me confused with someone else.
Just pretend you're my girlfriend.
What?
I'll explain in a minute, just...
Okay. I called you, like, 10 times last night. You were with Bethany, weren't you? You scoundrel!
Scoundrel?
Hey, it's not like I got a rehearsal.
Well, thanks for the cover. I'm Sig Novak.
Hi. Oh, I'm Maya, Madeline. Any chance you know where the music room is?
I've been looking for the art class since the bell rang.
Okay, well, I guess I'll see you around.
Hey, I heard about this place called The Dot, and I was gonna go check it out after school. You should come. I mean, if you'd want to.
Maybe I will.
Theory of relativity. I am not Einstein.
Don't worry, my friends who took this class last year said it's a breeze as long as you do the assignments.
Useful advice.
One of the advantages of offering a seat to a stranger.
Stranger? You? Wow, that's jokes. You're kind of famous.
Oh, no.
Oh, with all the rumors, I had no idea what to expect. Shut-in socialite, stuck-up snob, lipstick lesbian.
Well, the last one's true, except I only wear lip gloss.
Great. There's enough competition for the limited male talent at Degrassi. I'm just glad you're not a weirdo.
Don't worry, that's Mare's attempt at a compliment.
Thanks for saving me a seat. I'm Katie.
Yes, our fearless president. Great speech.
And I'm Vice. We're BFFs.
Hey, do you guys have lunch plans?
We have a student council meeting.
Well, what about tonight? I know it's last minute, so if you already have plans, then...
What were you thinking?
Maybe have some people over to my loft. We could have it catered, maybe a DJ. My mom will foot the bill.
And the guest list?
Is still a work in progress. I'd need your advice, of course. You guys in?
A catered party with a DJ?
Hells yeah!
Well, great, I'll set everything up.
And before you know it, we'll all be making beautiful music together. Next order of business, choosing our instruments.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I couldn't find the classroom.
And you are?
Maya Matlin.
Class, we have an award-winning artist in our midst. Maya, I assume you want the cello?
Sure, thanks.
He's not in this class. Where is he?
Relax. I'll get intel on Zig's whereabouts.
Oh, Zig Novak? He is art now. Is he a friend of yours?
Zig Novak is not a friend.
He's a jerk who uses girls then breaks their hearts. If you're smart, you'll stay away.
Far, far away.
Tristan Wright, we need a volunteer for the French horn.
Are you serious?
Sushi for 20. Your usual spread is always perfect, Mr. Ishiro. It's gonna be a great party. Thanks.
A party? I guess my invite got lost in cyberspace.
It's just a small get-together. Didn't think you'd be interested.
You thought right. I have spinning class tonight.
Spinning class?
Started exercising this summer, and although I would rather sweat than attend your soiree, I'm sure that Imogen would love to go.
That's okay, Eli. I'm sure I'm not invited to Fiona's fete.
That's ridiculous. Fiona would never exclude you.
It's just a few close friends. But, of course, Imogen is welcome.
For realsies? Wanna know a secret? I've been hoping we'd be friends since we did that play together.
You have?
Most girls at school treat me like crap. You probably couldn't imagine.
You'd be surprised. When I first came to Degrassi, I couldn't make a friend if my life depended on it.
Fiona Coyne?
Yeah, it was so lonely, I started drinking a lot. I spent the summer in rehab. And that's where I decided things would be different. This would be the best year ever.
Now you're friends with the most popular girls at school.
Friendly. I still have a long way to go.
Maybe I should go to rehab.
Listen, why don't you come over before? We can get ready together.
Somebody pinch me! Or not.
Feels like yesterday we were up at your cabin.
Life's not so bad in the city.
Living with your girlfriend might have something to do with that.
So, how many rooms you guys done it in?
It is so nice to see a friendly face after a morning of deflecting death stares from Allie and Jenna.
Oh, hi, Claire. Jake was just updating us on your living arrangements.
Don't you guys have somewhere to be?
Yeah, we'll catch up with you later.
I got you, bro.
Thanks, man.
Okay, what was that about?
Well, the guys think that now that we're living together, we're doing other things together.
You mean sex?
I didn't say we were.
But you must have thought about it.
I know you're not ready and probably won't be for a long time, so.
We should talk.
Okay. Okay. How about tonight?
Sounds good. So when it comes to parties, the bigger the better, right?
Wrong. We should keep the guest list exclusive. Only the best Degrassi has to offer. So, boys?
Drew, of course. Owen, maybe a few other football guys.
We'll need more girls to even out the numbers.
Ramona seems nice. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe Imogen?
Imogen? Seriously?
I thought maybe if we gave her a chance...
she'd stop dressing like a circus performer.
You already invited her, didn't you?
She overheard me on the phone. I got backed into a corner. Let's just consider it a social experiment.
Well, at least we won't have to worry about entertainment.
Sorry I'm late. Student council stuff.
That's okay.
Ooh, Zig Novak is cute. Does my little sister have a crush?
We're just friends. Barely. He's the only decent person I met today. So what's the problem? This girl in my band class thinks he's the devil.
She sounds jealous.
Of me?
Hard to believe, isn't it? When I started hanging out with Drew, all these girls told me he was a stupid jock who only cared about sports.
Wasn't he?
No, he's the sweetest guy in the world, and I wouldn't know that if I listened to all the gossip.
So, you think Zig's probably okay?
I think you should find out for yourself.
Okay.
Now, we better get a move on. I have a party to get ready for. And if Zig pulls any funny business, tell him your sister's school prez, and I could make his life hell.
Oh, don't put the sushi out yet. I'm trying to make friends, not poison them. Ta-da! Wow. That is quite the dress.
You like?
I love. But you know, I have a dress that would look even better. Take a look.
Oh, that dress is very elegant.
Imagine it with your hair down.
What's wrong with my hair?
Nothing. I love your hair. I was just thinking about the dress.
I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to change me so I don't embarrass you at your party.
The dress would be one less thing for people to make fun of. And some of the girls I invited were a little surprised that your name was on the guest list.
I don't care what people think.
But if you did, we could have a lot of fun this year. All of us, together.
And let's see if the dress fits.
Great. You can change in here.
What?
Just waiting.
For?
The talk that you mentioned earlier about being ready for
sex.
Because I think it could be great.
I used to think I wouldn't be ready until I was married. But then after my parents' divorce, marriage seemed less
permanent.
I feel closer to you than I have to anyone. And if sex is something I want, why wait?
Sounds logical to me. So, do you want to...
Oh, tonight? No. No, we have to make sure we're prepared.
What, you mean like protection?
No, I mean like emotionally.
Sure, I mean whatever you need. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, great. I'll go get the magazine.
Perfect.
Get it.
found our chair for the social committee.
I'd say it's locked. I can't believe we put this together in a day.
Oh my God, is that Imogen? Doesn't she look gorgeous?
Totally. That's your type.
Nice save.
Greetings and salutations. So, I think we should play a game to get the party started.
What about traits?
Oh, maybe after that we can braid each other's hair.
Imogen was just kidding, right, Imogen?
Yeah, totally. We should play anything but traits.
Uh-huh. Like what?
Truth or dare?
Down.
So what's the purpose of this quiz?
To determine if we're emotionally ready. Okay, let's start. Describe your feelings towards your partner.
My partner?
That's me.
Oh, okay. Can you repeat the question?
Jake, this isn't a test. There's no right answer.
Right, okay. Well, I think you're cool.
And?
Kissable.
Come on, this is important. Do you consider me your soulmate?
Soulmate? Who makes up this stuff? But yes, yes, I suppose I do.
Good. What do you want our first sexual experience to be like?
Sexy?
Jake, think.
Well, you said there's no right answer.
There isn't, but it doesn't feel like you're taking this seriously. Think of our first time together and describe it to me.
Well, it would be with you. Obviously. I think it would be great if it was in a bed.
And emotionally, how do you want to feel?
Satisfied?
Satisfied.
I don't know, Claire. What do you want me to say?
How you feel.
Like these questions are stupid.
How else am I supposed to figure out if I'm ready for sex?
I don't know. You just feel it.
Then I guess I don't, and it was a mistake thinking I did.
I saw it written in a magazine that there's a 1 in 5 chance that you might make my heart a mess.
Hey. Oh. Sorry I'm late. Have you been waiting long?
No. I just got here.
It's pretty busy.
Yeah. Oh, those guys are leaving.
Hey, sorry, Ninus. Those tables take it. Oh, okay.
That's okay. I like standing. So, how was your first day? Did you meet any cool people?
A few.
Well, I met some kids from your junior high.
Oh, yeah? Who?
Tori and Tristan.
Oh.
Yeah, they kind of hate your guts.
Yeah. Can I explain why? Okay. Well, you stay put, I'll go score the table.
Okay, truth.
If you could kiss one girl in this room, who would it be?
Just one? All right, that would probably have to be you. Let me see.
Tempting, but it's your turn.
All right. You, truth or dare?
Girls always pick truth.
Dare.
Oh.
Chug that.
What is it?
This is tequila. Brought it from home.
Leave Fiona alone.
She's an alcoholic.
An alcoholic?
That's not funny, Imogen.
Yeah, Imogen. Why would you make that up?
Well, if it's not true, chug, 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 chug,
chug. So I can hurl at my own party? No, thank you. Oh, guys, this is the first week back at school. We should do something memorable.
Like what?
A senior prank.
Sneak into the school.
Do something to leave our mark. Show everyone what this year's grad class is capable of.
Katie's got a side door key for some student council stuff.
Come on.
Fine.
To Degrassi we go. Yeah.
imagine the look on people's faces when they see this.
We'll be legends. Everyone will be talking about what we did.
Without knowing it was us.
This is magical. The emptiness, darkness, the echoing hallways. I want to go explore. Who's coming?
Imogen, that's not a good idea. We should stick together.
Who knows what secrets the school hides at night?
Let's go explore, Imogen. Don't worry, we won't go far.
After you. We couldn't have started this year off with a bigger bang.
I'm glad we're getting to hang out.
Come on, let's see.
Guys, cleaning staff in the building, let's go.
Imogen and Marisol.
Shoot, I'll call Mary.
No need, I'm here. Where's Imogen?
I don't know, she skipped off down the hall. I told her not to.
We gotta go.
Mare, Fiona, Vominos.
We need to find Imogen.
We don't have time, come on.